Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf Lamed Vav, and we are on Lamed Hey Mabez, and we have entered into the last parak here, Maseches Beitza, the fifth parak, Lamed Hey Mabez, and we get into first other inyanim of comparing Yontif to Shabbos. That will be the first half of first part of today's daf, relating to issues of Tircha and issues of Zilzal, and see how we compare the two. Remember, we already had this back all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, in terms of comparing Shabbos and Yontif. Ironically, the Beis here, Beitza, said that Shabbos people take more seriously, and therefore, there are less precautions that we need to have on Shabbos, because people think it's very serious, and therefore we don't have to worry about people being Mezalzal Shabbos. While Yontif, the laws of Muksa might be even more chamor, because Asila Zilzule Beis. So we'll see that factor also comes up today, among others. So we'll start by the two dots on Laman Heva Beis. Said the Mishnah, Tnan, Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba, the beginning of our parak, said that one could lower the fruit through a skylight beyantif. Let's say it's about to rain, and the fruit are going to get ruined, so one is allowed to lower them. What's the issue? The potential issue is Tircha Yaseira. We're not supposed to be involved in extra Tircha on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore Chazal, though, when there was a need, allowed it. Remember, even though these are all Yisurei Derabanan, they might all be connected within the larger framework and rubric of Shabbason of last week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, where the Ramban emphasizes that many of the Yisurei Derabanan, the Ramban and Emor and the Ritva and Shabbos, the Yisurei Derabanan of Shabbos and Yontif have a special character. They're called Shvusim. I was the only Yisur Drabanan that has its own name. And even though they're Drabanan, they're all to create a Doraisa environment of Shabbaso and of special what we call Shabbos dik or Yantiv dik, right? So that's a Din Doraisa. So even though these are all details of Drabanan, there is an underlying theme of Doraisa that we can think of as well. So it says the Mishnah. Mashiach Berzecha Rabbi Yadav, Arkama, how much am I allowed to lower down? What, the whole roof? Is there a limit to how much tircha I allow? Says the Gemara, Amar Abizera, Amar Avasi, V'yamrila, Amar Abiyasi, Amar Abiyochanan, Koza Shishaninu. Well, let's compare it to the Mishnah in Shabbos. Mishnah in Shabbos, the beginning of Perek Mefanin. That's what we're comparing. Perek Mashilin and Perek Mefanin. Shabbos Kuf Chavav, the Mishnah there says, Mefanin Arba V'chamish Kupos. A person is allowed to remove and clean out an area of four or five kupos of boxes, shel tevin v'shel tvua, if there's straw or grain in an area where you want to use that on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it, mipnei ha'arachim, because of guests that might come, and you might want to use it for the area for the guests, u'mipnei bitol beis ha'medrash, or because of bitol beis ha'medrash, you want to shear there, whatever it is, so you're allowed to move it. So what does it say there? Four or five boxes. So Gemara says, let's compare. We have a Mishnah in Beitza about lowering the fruit. We have the Mishnah in Shabbos about moving away the grain. So we're going to be comparing, for the next 20 lines or so, comparing these two Mishnayos. Over there, we have an allowance of four or five boxes. So too shouldn't that allowance apply over here too. Says the Gemara, maybe not. V'dilma, shiny hasam, tika bitol beis ha-medrash. Maybe there, we would allow more. Because there, it's Talmud Torah. Bittul beis ha-medrash, if you don't have enough room, you're not going to be able to have the learning. There's no greater value than that. Aval hacha, deleka bittul beis ha-medrash lo. But over here, what's the issue? Your fruit are getting wet. Your fruit are getting ruined. Okay, but maybe we wouldn't allow so much. We wouldn't allow such a tircha. Only bittul beis ha-medrash. Inami or hasam haynu taima d'arba v'chamish kubo shari. Over there, why do we allow so much? Four or five boxes, Mishum Shabbos, Dechamira v'lo asila zozulebe, as we just mentioned. Shabbos is chamur, so even if we allow you this great tircha, we don't think it's going to affect the rest of your outlook on the day. It's a chamur day, and therefore, we wouldn't have any second thoughts. Avol yantif, tekil v'asila zozulebe, but yantif, which is more makel, v'asila zozulebe, and in people's eye, they don't take it as seriously, klav v'klalo, maybe we shouldn't allow any. Or much less than four or five boxes. So Shabbos should be more chamor. A, because of bitul beis ha-medrash, and two, because of there's no asil zuzulebi, because it's more chamor in people's eyes, so that's why we would allow more. Or because the issue is bitul beis ha-medrash, we would allow more. Inami, or the other way, le'idach gisa, hasam hainu taima, maybe say the other way, deleka hapsin mamon, over there by Shabbos, we allow four and five, even when there is no hefsin mamon sarach. Aval hacha dika hefsin mamon afilu tuvanami. But maybe here, where there is hefsin mamon, we would allow even more. Would we say, obviously, Ruchnius and Torah is more important than money. That's for sure. But in terms of halachic allowances, we find there is precedent of Hefsid Mammon being a very serious allowance. Look, all, every fifth page in Yaradeya, the Ramah says, Malcolm Hefsid Mammon, you know, Efshar Lahakel, that you can rely on the more makel opinions, which maker a din, we paskin like. And the Ramah writes in the Torah Schatas that really whenever you have a line like that, Malcolm Hefsid Mammon, it's mutter, it means we really paskin like the makel shita. But we're machmer lechadchila because of covet for the other shita, like we have in various places. Kamash Malan, we say that in Makam Efsid Mammon you can go on May Ikar Hadin. So for example, we have that also by Tfilin. Ashkenazim by Tfilin. What do we do by Tfilin? We make two brachas, right? Because we paskin like Tosfos, May Ikar Hadin. The minhag of Ashkenazim is that after we put on our Tfilin, Shel Rosh, and get it into place, we say Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchuzol, Olam Vaed. Since when do we say Baruch Shem? Because when you make an inappropriate bracha, when do you ever do the lechadchila? The answer is that we have covered for the Rambam. The Rambam says that you should make only one bracha on tefillin. So it's as if we're removing what? But that's just lechadchila. Maker that we pass it like Baalei Tosfos, then we make two brachas. So here too, Hefsid Mammon, we're not saying it's more chamor than Pitul Beis HaMedrash, but in terms of tzrachim of Yontif, we would, and Hefsid Mammon, we might allow it. The Shiluk Betzis here is not comfortable even with that explanation. She changes the girsa to try to make it can't be Hefsid Mammon is going to be more of an issue and a factor than the other issue of Pitul Beis HaMedrash. She changes the girsa because he can't even fathom that would be a circumstance. Either way, this is the first way that we compare these Mishnayos, the Mishnah of Mefanin and the Mishnah of Mishalshalin. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed here, he talks about regarding Hefsid Mammon. This is the case. Sheila. Maisa Jaya Besu the Sheva Brachas. There was Sheva Brachas, Mazel Tov. The Kala took off her ring to go wash. She came back. She can't find the ring. I don't know. Maybe somebody's playing a joke on her. And she goes through the whole meal. Well, Maisa Jaya, by the end of the meal, they realize they can't find the ring. It's probably in the garbage. Probably went into the garbage. She's very nervous, very worried, not just that she lost the ring, but the people who gave it to her are going to be very upset. Is she allowed, Mishum, Mutulah Lachat, when we're talking about Hefsid Mammon, that's what this is here, is she allowed to look through the garbage, even though it is all muksa items on Shabbos? Are you matir tiltul muksa because of Hefsid Mammon? That was the Shaila. So says the Chashuke Chemet here, he is no Talahachmir. Tshuva, asal atalta muksa, afil b'makam hefsid. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, shilam medalev, v'lochein asal atalta asa ashpashim muksa, filim suas at tabas. Ve'elam eitzah, you either have to wait till Motzi Shabbos, or you can get it out through a nachri, that's muksa, shvus to shvus b'makam hefsid, that would be okay. And tell the Kala, sh'af adam me'olam bonizav mishmir Shabbos. Nobody's ever been hurt by Shmir Shabbos. Shabbos guards the individual. Of course, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun about the Chassid Echad that had a hole in his field. Remember the fence? A hole in the fence happened on Shabbos. He was worried that people were going to come take his fruit. He's like, he was on his way to fix it. He's like, no, Shabbos, I'm going to control myself. I'm not going to fix it. And all of a sudden, a slough tree grows right there and closes up the hole. And that was a nace, and he had parnasa from that tree for many years to come. So he's not to lahachmir in this case, even though it's Hefsid Mammon, but, you know, in this circumstance, it wouldn't be good enough. I just don't understand it fully, because most of the time we say a garbage bag, is that all muksa? It's probably bustles davar asur l'davar amutter. Probably have a lot of mutter items in there that's roy to give to your animal. You know, we throw out a lot of good food. Right, so it's not, or is it all muksa in there? He assumes that it's all muksa. Not sure, maybe because it becomes disgusting in the garbage bag. Once it's, and the only reason you're allowed to take out the garbage bag is called the graf shalrei. But another reason is because it's basel sudavar asur uludavar amutter. If that's the case, that there shouldn't be an isser at all of moving. Maybe he's talking about, well, once you open the garbage bag, you're actually moving the muksa items to try to look for the ring. That would be a problem. That's actually moving muksa. There you don't have the heter of basis. The garbage bag itself might be okay. Either way, this is issues of Hefsid Mammon that comes up here. Okay, we continue. Top of the next Amud. Lamed Vav Amun Alavata. Ho Sobtan. Continuing now. Comparing these Mishnayos. Mashilin, Lamed Hey and Beitza, and Mithanin, Kufcha Vav and Shabbos. Ho Sobtan. Over there is a limit on the boxes that you're allowed to move. Avaloisa Otsar. You're not allowed to do the Otsar. What is Otsar? Otsar usually means a storage house. What does that mean? V'yomar Shmuel, my avalo esa Otsar. What is that limit? Avalo yigmar esa Otsar kulo. Even if you have a big area that I am moving and cleaning out in order to be able to have a shear there, to have guests there, I cannot clean out the entire area. Lo yigabarasa oats are kulo. I can't clean out the entire storage house. Maybe half, three quarters, but not everything. Why? Dilmas ilashuyegumos. I might come, if I clean out the entire area, then I might see the bumps and the holes, and I might come to be mashvegumos on purpose. Not by accident. Davar sheina miskaveh, because we pass that's mutter, but I might come to be mashvegumos, the first of the lamentas malachas, the malach of choresh. So that, you have a limit by Shabbos. Hachamai. Here also, do you have that limit? So this is the opposite kind of direction, right? Earlier we had, do you allow the allowance that we have by Shabbos, by the four or five kupos? Now we have the opposite. You have a limitation there. So hachamai, ha samhu b'Shabbos to aser over there. Maybe on Shabbos we would aser. We would take precautions b'shem the chamer. That's chamer. Why? It's a skila. Right, if somebody violates the Malacha Shabbos. Aval yantif tekil shaper dummy. But on yantif, where it is makel, right, even if I would do it on purpose, it would be an Isser Lab, it would be Malchus shaper dummy. So maybe I wouldn't have such a limit, I wouldn't worry so much. Oh, Dilma, no. Hasam deika bitl beis hamedrash amitlo. Over there, where we have a bitl beis hamedrash is the factor, and yet we have that limitation. Hacha deleka bitl beis hamedrash lakosh again. Here, where you don't have that factor, surely I would say that it is, the limit would be in place. There's nothing like bitl beis hamedrash. So, that question goes unanswered. Interesting, the Miri here asks, why is there only a chashash of ashvuye gumos when you take all the boxes out? Well, when you take three quarters of the boxes out, there's no worry. You'll still see the floor. Still see the floor. So the Miri says, the question is, does he mean this practically, or does he mean this lumdis-wise? Right? The language of the Miri is, shem yiru kulo panui, shema yavo la ashvos gumos, shebo, biadayim, kishayira es otsaro, sheino shavet. Sounds like he just means it practically. If you see, you won't focus on it so much if you still have boxes there. If you have no boxes there, sometimes if you clean out a room, you're like, wow. Right? You see a room differently when it's all empty. So that's what it sounds like to me means practically. That, you know, you'll see it all and you'll treat it differently. It might mean even a little more alumnus-wise that once it's totally, all the boxes are out, then this doesn't have to have the status of a storage house anymore. Right? If it's an Otsar, so there's no worry in an Otsar. Right? Because you're not worried about an Otsar. But now it's not an Otsar anymore. Once you've taken them all out, now it's a room. Now it's an open area. And now halachically kicks in is Shema Asi Lashvuya Gumo. Sometimes we have that the Isser. You find that sometimes halachically when we talk about sweeping on Shabbos. Where it does, you like to sweep on Shabbos on a floor that's outside the house that's tiled. Discussion in the postgame. Maybe once it gets the status of an outside floor, we say, Xera, and you're not allowed to do certain activities there. So even though Lamaisa, it sounds like the Miri is being on a practical level, you might come see it, but still, that might be something that comes into play as well. Good, so again, the Gemara ends up by saying, maybe Bitl Beis HaMedrash is something that we don't override. Let's continue a little more, then we'll mention a thought that we always like to mention by Bitl Beis HaMedrash. Ha Chatnan, third to last skinny line. Ha Chatnan, Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba B'Yantif. Here in our Mishnah we have that you're allowed to put the fruit through the window on Yantif. You see the rain coming because of the chashash that might get ruined. V'yamar Rav Nachman, Lo Shanu Ela Ba'oso Gag. We only allow it on that roof. Right, not too much tircha. You just lower it in through the roof that the fruit are on. Avo Migag L'Gag Lo, but we're not going to allow it on from one roof to another roof. We don't allow it so much. V'tanya nami hachi, too much tircha. And the Braisa also says, Ein metaltlin migag legag, afilu kishagag osei en shavos. We're not going to allow it, even if the roofs are equal. And you can go from one to the other one easily. Still, if it's a different roof, we won't allow it. So you have that limitation here. Hasamai. What about Shabbos? Could you move it from one area to another area? And we'll skip the parentheses. Ha chahuda aser mishum yantif tekil. Vasla zazuleve. Or maybe only over here it's aser, because yantif is more kal in people's eyes, and people could be mizalza. Aval Shabbos de chamira. Vasla zazuleve. Shaper dummy. You don't have to worry about Shabbos. Shabbos is chamer in people's eyes. So these are all the factors that go into account. Oh, Dilma. Ma hacha diika hefset peros. Amartla. Over here where you're losing money. You're losing fruit. There is that limitation. Hasam deleka hefsin peiros lo kol shekein. So surely there, where there is no hefsin mamon issue, surely we would say it would not be allowed, right? Pitta Meisavadish is less of an issue according to this gersa. Or one more question. Hachatanya, over here we learned in the Braisa, related to our Mishnah. Lo yishal shalei bechevel bechalonos. You're only allowed to, if there's a skylight, you could just drop him into the skylight. What about putting them on a rope, going around, and putting them through a side window? It's more tircha. So over here the Braisa says, you cannot do that. Velo yoride derech sulamos. Or you can't bring ladders. Maybe more of an issue. You can't do that. Remember we discussed ladders earlier in the Masechta. Different types of ladders. Shel Banai, Hasamai. What about here? Over there, do we allow the ladders and the ropes? Hasam, again, it's on the floor. It's in the Yosar. We're not talking about ladders, but the same level of tircha would we allow? Hacha biyantif huta asr. The lack of bitl beis hamedrash over there, maybe we wouldn't allow it. Because there's no bitl beis hamedrash there. Aval Shabbos, dika bitl beis hamedrash, shaper dami. But Shabbos, bitl beis hamedrash, so shaper, surely, maybe we would allow it. Because Shabbos, there's no greater value every moment of learning Torah. O Dilma, hacha, dika hefset peros amar lo, hasa, the lack of hefset peros lo kol shekein. Over there, where there's hefset peros, we have the limit. Surely, where there is no hefset peros, takeos, all these questions go unanswered. How we compare Shabbos and Yontov. Remember, whenever we talk about Bitl Beis HaMedrash, it's always nice to mention the Vilna Gaon in the Mishnah, in the Shnos Elio, at the beginning of Maseches Peah. The Gruz commentary on every Seder of Mishnayos has a different name. So on a Zra'im, it's the Shnos Elio in the back. Others, it's the Elio Rava, others Siddharv. But the back of Peah, the first Mishnah, we say it every morning. Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir. We say, V'talma Torah Keneged Kulam. And the Gra asks, why is that? Kibud Avaim, Achnas Azarachim, many wonderful mitzvos. So explains the Gra, well-known Gra, that when it comes to all other mitzvos, I spend 2 hours doing a mitzvah, I get one, it's one mitzvah. One mitzvah! Zeu! 1 hour there, 1 hour there. I spend an hour at the person. We have to do those mitzvos. They're amazing. But it's still one mitzvah. If somebody learns Torah, if somebody goes to a dafyomi shir for 45 minutes, 50 minutes, you know how many thousands and millions of mitzvos? Every second, called teva v'teva, every word is a separate mitzvah. It's another mitzvah, say daraisa. Says the Gra. That's why Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Because if there is a possibility of efshar lasos ha'idei acherim, somebody else could do this mitzvah. Send somebody else to do the mitzvah, and I should keep learning, because there's no greater comparable mitzvah where we have every second of the mitzvah is looked at as a separate, independent mitzvah. Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. The Menachas Asher uses this in one of his essays in terms of explaining why the principle of Oseg B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Pashtus, the Meiri writes in Maseches Moed Katar, Chagiga, I forgot exactly where, that Talmud Torah, it doesn't apply, so he's learning. You don't apply the principle of Oseg B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah. You have to get up and do the other mitzvah. If efshar lasos adei acherim. Why? Two suggestions. Number one, many suggestions, but one of them is probably the one that's more accepted, that he also mentions, and the other achronim mentioned is that, well, the whole purpose of learning is to do mitzvahs also. Lomon amanas lasos. And if I don't stop to do the mitzvah, then that is a fault in my learning. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has this formulation also. Your learning has to be defined as lomon amanas lasos. So if I have the chance to stop and do a mitzvah, and I don't stop to do the mitzvah, then my learning is faulty. Then I'm not being osing the mitzvah properly anyway. So that's why you have to stop to do a mitzvah. If efshar lasos adei acherim, number one. But Rav Asher writes, in one formulation has at least, maybe based on the Gra, you have another pshat. And that is, you're never really osing the mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. Because you're osing, but every second is a separate mitzvah. So if you stop, what, you're stopping in the middle? You're not stopping in the middle. You finished what you did already. You finished. Oseg B'mitzvah. Right? You finished the mitzvahs that you've done already, those seconds. You stop before you're going to do the next one. He then says, maybe you can't say this, because even according to the Gra, there's a tziruf between all those seconds of mitzvahs that I'm learning. You know, say it's all independent. But anyway, this is an interesting discussion. We had a daf b'inshir about this a couple of months ago, related to the daf of Oseg B'mitzvah, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, the big problem, if you remember there, is the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam applies Oseg B'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. In that it's a very difficult Rambam. He says you could push off getting married because of your learning Torah. Oseg B'mitzvah, Patam Ben HaMitzvah. But Kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah. That's his Lashon in Hilchos Ishus. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out that Rambam. Yeah.
In the last two cases, for First the one when you put the papers through the skylight.
Yeah,
you then when you go with the pebble and the colonos, why does it seem to flip a little bit? That with respect to the first one, it talks about that here it's also because of the Yom Tov is
right.
There it seems to focus on the
right. I'm not sure why one case focuses on Bittul and Hafsid, and then one posted Asil Zazule Bay. Right? Do you look at it more in general terms? How do you view Shabbos and Yom Tov, or do you focus on these specific factors? It's different svaras given. Not sure exactly why by one it picks one and why by the other one picks the other one. Not sure. Okay. Umachazan Asaperis. Next line of the Mishnah said that I'm allowed to cover the fruit. I'm not only allowed to take the fruit down, but I'm allowed to cover them. Right, and Rashi said that on the Mishnah, "V'lo amrinan torach shelo letzarach yantifu d'shari le rabbanim mishum efsa mamad." We don't say it's shelo letzarach. I'm allowed to take blankets or whatever it is, plastics, and cover the fruit in order they don't get ruined. Amar Ula. So we have a machlokes. What type of example was the Mishnah giving? Amar Ula v'afilu avira delivni. Ula says the Mishnah's lavdafka that covering the fruit, even if it was bricks. The bricks are going to get ruined by the rain, meaning it's something muksa. That's the key here. You're even allowed to cover something muksa. This is going against the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Which din? Rabbi Yitzchak amar, Rabbi Yitzchak argues, peiros haru'yin. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, you're only allowed to cover fruit that are roi, that are not muksa wise. V'yaz Rabbi Yitzchak l'taime. Rabbi Yitzchak goes l'shita so, the sugya from Masechta Shabbos, damar Rabbi Yitzchak ein kli nito, el l'davar anito b'shabbos. A kli can only be moved for a davar hanita, meaning not only is muksa also to move, you can't move anything for the davar muksa on yantif. We had this once before in this masechta. Remember back on Daf Gimel, we spoke about Gimel on the base. We spoke about the egg, kovalas a kli b'shvil shlo tishaver. You're allowed to cover the egg with a bowl. And Rashi there said this is going against Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says you wouldn't be able to do that because the egg is muksa beis shenolda. And the price there says you're allowed to. So that's what we paskin, right? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. But Rabbi Yitzchak calls enkli nita el adavar hanita b'shabbes. You can't move something with tzarf davar hamuksa. And therefore here too, the Mishnah, when it gives an example of fruit, it's bedafka fruit, and not the other items. The Rashi asked an interesting question here, and that is, we know animals are muksa on Shabbos. Even your animals, you're allowed to feed your animal because they rely on you for food. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how are you allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos and Yantif? Animals are muksa. Ein kli nital el tzarf davar hanital. So how are you allowed to feed your animals? The Yishlomar says the Rashba, two answers. Number one, says the Rashba, behema kinitelas chashvinan lei. Hoel v'yachal l'mashcha ba'afsar. You could move an animal without, indirectly. Let's say you have you're taking your animal for a walk. You have a leash. Right, so that you're allowed to hold on to a leash. So because it can be moved indirectly, so it's not considered muksa enough for Rabbi Yitzchak's din. It's good enough for this case. One answer. The other answer might be that Rabbi Yitzchak's din only applies to kalim and not to food. Ein kli nital el tzar davar nital. But if food, maybe food is a different category. Rabbi Yitzchak never said that food is going to be us to move. Food is food. Only kalim are going to have that limitation. We have in Hilchas Muksa, we have a lot of laws on kalim. Kli shemalat lehetar, kli shemalat leisr, different limitations. So the Rashi explains how we're able to feed animals on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So now let's go ask a number of questions on Rabbi Yitzchak or on Ula. Tanan, first our Mishnah. Mechatanas aperis bekalim. Our Mishnah gives the example of fruit. Why say that example? Peros in avir delivni lo. Shouldn't our Mishnah be understood bedafka? Only fruit, but not bricks. Isn't that a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak? You're only allowed to move items, letzarech, dvarim, muchanim. The word says no. Hu adin dafilu avir delivni. Maybe the Mishnah's lavdafka. Even covering bricks. The idi de tana resha. Mashilin peros. Tana sevanami machazanas a peros. The Mishnah was talking about lowering fruit. So the Sefer gave that example also, the next line of the Mishnah. But lav dafka, that it means only fruit. One try. Next try, next line of the Mishnah. V'che tznan, v'chein kadeh yayin, v'chein kadeh shemen. Also, examples of items that are not muksa. Isn't that bedafka? Hachav mayaskina, no, bitivla. Maybe we're talking about tevel wine and tevel oil, meaning it is muksa. Who says we're talking about muchan items? Maybe we're talking about tevel, right? Untithed produce. And therefore it is muksa, so it's a raya to ula. So it's fine. Raya to ula, maybe it's talking about tevel. Hachanami Mistavra, and let's finish and then we'll see Tosfos. Hachanami Mistavra, it only makes sense that we're talking about Tevel. These lakadai, the kadayayin, the kadayshemen, the hetera, hatanale resha, peros. If we're talking about just regular barrels of wine, so what's the chiddush? We already said fruit. What would the second line of the Mishnah be adding? So I said, no, that's not such a raya. Kadayayin, the kadayshemen, and srichale. You would still maybe need this, it would be a chiddush, even if it wouldn't be. Tevel. Sakadaita chamino lefs and meruba chashashu lefs and mu'alo chashashu. You might say only fruit would be allowed, but wine barrels, oh, some water is going to go in, so it's not going to get so ruined, it's a little diluted. But that's not such a hefsid, so you might think that would not be allowed. Kamash malan, we say even that is allowed. Okay, so there's no raya that we're talking about tevel, but that's what Ra'ula would say we're talking about. We're talking about a case of tevel, and that would be a raya against Rabbi Yitzchak asks the Gemara, asks Tosfos, aren't we going to say, didn't we say a couple of days ago, and the Masechta Shabbos, that Tevel is not Muksa? Tevel is Muchanush, if Tevel is right? Tevel is a Durabanan, to be Mafrish on Shabbos, and Yantif, but if you did, but because you can, and it would work if you did it, Tevel is not Muksa. Right? We said that 2 days ago. Bottom of Lamadal and Mabez. Tevel Muchanu, it's a Shabbos. Says Tosfos, what's this answer to the Gemara? Oh, it's Tevel, and therefore, that's how I would explain this. That's how Ula will explain this. So Tosfos has a fascinating suggestion. Ula would answer, it's not called Muksa totally, it's not Muksa really, but it's enough Muksa for the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Remember, Rabbi Yitzchak has a special din. Ein kli nital atzorach davar nital. So, Tevel is not Muksa. That's how we answer the question. Oh, the Mishnah is giving an example of Muksa. It's Muksa because you're not allowed to do this. It's not full-fledged Muksa because if you have a way out of this, but it is not fully Muksa. V'yish lomar, says Tosfos, Dulo yomalacha, to mikol makom chashav le kedavar she'eno nital kiva de b'shabes mi'a lo chazi kol kama de lo tiknu. Dos lo fenosa b'shabes. Right? It's still usher to do this. So it's somewhat eino roi. It's enough eino roi that I can answer up the question from the Mishnah. Even though it's not fully muksa regarding, you know, ein mevata kli mehechano and other items that came up in other contexts. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Tznan, next try, nosnin kli tachas adlaf b'shabes. We had this earlier. Also, if I have a leak, I have a leak on Shabbos, I can put a pail under the leak on Shabbos. So again, water usually is not roi. What kind of water is leaking in? Probably dirty water. So this is a raya to Ula, right? That you're allowed to move an item not for the you're allowed to move an item for the Dvar Muksa. But Lafa roi, you know, maybe we're talking about roi drinkable water. And therefore, it is not a raya, it's not a kasha. Tashma, parsin machzeles, al gabi levana b'Shabbos. The Brisa said, you're allowed to spread out a mat on a bunch of bricks on Shabbos. Bricks are not roi. Beferish kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Da'aiter mi binyana. No, we're talking about bricks that are already left over. You finished building. They're not construction bricks, which might be muksa machbas chesra and kiss. They're left over, you finish. The chazi lemizgala, you could use them to sit down on. So again, they are not muksa. So you're allowed to move it. There is a sheet of the Shuvah Sadeshin, which you mentioned all the way back in the beginning of the Sechta. It's an important sheet to remember. The Shuvah Sadeshin says in Siman Samach Zayin that obviously there's an Isra Muksa, Isra to move Muksa. Is there an Isra to touch Muksa? No Isra to touch Muksa. And that's why his example is, let's say somebody is going up to the Aron Kodesh, and there were a couple of steps in front of the Aron Kodesh, and there's a candle that is lit, and those days they had a candle on the side. Are you allowed to hold on to the menorah to help hoist you, to help lift you up, to walk up the steps? He says, yes, because it's stationary, it's not moving, it's a busless davar aser, that's okay, because you're allowed to touch muksa as long as it doesn't move. But then the Truma Sadeshin says, that's only, the heter of touching muksa is only when you're using mitzvah for your own benefit. But touching muksa, l'tzarech davar hamuksa, that would also be aser, even if it doesn't move. The only heter you have is when you're doing it litzarech yourself. But you're doing it for that elanir lachalik dahasa kivan dahanachas akli ala beitza. There's Yerushalmi that says you shouldn't put something on the egg itself. So he says, what is that only because eggs are wobbly and they're going to move? So maybe, but he says even if not, he says no. That's litzarech habeitza dahavi davar hamuksa v'lakach aser ligabo. It's even aser to touch it, says the Truma Sadeshin in this pace, right? That based on the Yerushalmi. And Shulchan Aruch quotes this, by the way, in Shin Yud Sifav. Avo benidon didon v'chein hanu demaisi rai minayu kulu ha-hanacha v'atashvish enu elotzarav darash enu muksa v'lakach afilu inogai de-hanacha b'muksa shari. And he says that's based on Tosfos, Tiltum and Atzad, but that is the Shulman said that's Shita. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So, ask the Akronim here, how could you put the machzeles on the bricks? Right, even according to the Tanakama, it's l'tzarech davar hamuksa. If it's going to touch it. If you have a bowl, if you have something else, it might not touch it. But a reed mat? So yeah, maybe you have to say there's some type of hefsek. Some type of hefsek, according to the Shulman Zadash and Arels, you wouldn't be able to put it directly on. Important shita to remember. So you're not touching it, but you're putting the item on it. So is that called not touching it? You're putting the muksa item directly on it. The case of that he was talking about there was you're putting a bowl on the egg. And the Shulman said you can't put the bowl on the egg. Touching it directly. That's called directly touching it. That's not sad in the right, but he said that would be considered touching it. Okay, weiter. Tashma parson machzelis al gabi avanim b'shabes. Same type of a question, right? You're allowed to put kash on Rabbi Yisrael. You're allowed to put a reed mat on rocks. So b'avanim b'kurzalos, it's already shaped rocks. The chazin lebeis akisei. The rocks you're going to use for the bathroom. So you already have the status of a kli. It's not. Or the status of muchan, they're not considered muksa. Tashma, next try. Parson machzeles, last one we're going to try. Parson machzeles, agabe kaver zvarim b'shabes. You're allowed to spread out a sheet over a beehive. Kaver zvarim b'shabes. A beehive on Shabbos. You're allowed to cover it up. Bechama mipnei hachama, in this hot months of the summer to protect it from the heat. Ubikshamim nekshamim, and in the rainy season to protect it from the rain. Ubilvat shalo is kavein letzud, as long as you're not covering it to trap. Question mark. So we'll get to the psikresha issues of Seidah soon, Bez Hashem. But first we say, look, that's l'shem muksa. You're allowed to move something. The beehive is muksa. So how could Rabbi Yitzchak say that's mutter? Hasam nami dika dvash. It must be this honey inside. And the honey is mutter for you. Remember, honey in the pasuk of the Shiva Samin, we're not talking about this type of honey. That's dvash tamarim. Right? Eretz chal v'atz chalav dvash. That's dvash tamarim. But dvash in halacha usually means bee honey. So Amar Le Rav Ukva Mimeshal Ravash, Shiha Tenech Mimosach Chama Dika Dvash. Fine, I understand in the summer there is honey in there. Mimosach Shama Megala Meimar. There's no honey in there in the winter. The Gemara says, yes, there is. Lo Nitzachai Alosan Shtei Chalos. There's always two honeycombs all the way in the middle that have honey in it that the bees live off of even during the winter. Right? So there's honey in there. And therefore, that's why it's not a kach on Rabbi Yisrael, because it is Muchan. It is Muchan. The Gemara says, one second, Osan Shtei Chalos, Muksos Ninu. But that's your moxa that from your das. That's for the bees. You're not planning to take that honey. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Hachamai Eskinim Shechash Valeh. No, you thought that you might take it. The Rishash here just notes, what's the Havamina? All animal food is Muchan. You don't have to eat it for yourself. All animal food is Muchan. It must be a special dinier that it's not just animal food that you're going to give them. It's in the beehive. You have nothing to do with it. You're moxa from your das. Totally out of your domain. Right, it's not regular animal food. So the Gemara says, it must be that you thought about it, according to Rabbi Yisrael. That's why it's mutter. Says the Gemara, v'lo chashav alei mai, aser. What if you didn't think about it, it would be aser? Then why didn't the Brisa say that? Adetani ubilvat shalei is kavin latzud. Then instead of bringing in another factor, that's saying it's aser. Make sure I don't have kavanah to trap. Liflo v'listi b'didah. Just make a distinction within the present factor. Right, that's what the Gemara always does. Instead of bringing in another factor, distinguish within the same factor. When do we say that you're allowed to put the sheet over it according to Rabbi Yitzchak? If you thought about it to use it, possibly. But if you didn't think about it, it should be asur. The Gemara says, you're right. Even though you did think about it, it's still okay. As long as you, you're right, save the other factor, as long as you don't have kavana to do tzeda. Right, so that's what the Mishnah says. So that's what the Brisa meant. So the Gemara says, one second. But mayu kimta krib Yehuda dislay muksa. What's the whole reason we have to come up with? You thought about it, or even if you, right, if that's why it's muchan, just don't have kavana to trap, that's why Rabbi Yitzchak says what he says, that must be for Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of muksas. As we've said, Eima Seva, but what about the next line? Ubil Vajali is Kavin Lasud? As long as you don't have any Kavana to do Tzeda? Who does that sound like? Davar Shinim Eskavin. Asan Lerbi Shimin. Davar Shinim Eskavin Mutter. So who does this Brisa hold like? What? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one context than Rabbi Shimon in the other? We'd rather not say that. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, the Tisvara de Rabbi Shimon, is it logical to suggest that even the second line is like Rabbi Shimon? This isn't a case of Davishen Miskaven. You're putting the sheet on top of the beehive. It's going to be trapped. It's psik resha. It's not Davishen Miskaven. Even Rabbi Shimon would say this is Asr. Because it's vada going to happen. So la olam, you got to switch around some words here. Kula Rabbi Yehuda, really the whole price is Rabbi Yehuda. I, what does the end mean about Darvashin and Miskavin? There are windows. There are spaces in the beehive. And that's what it means. There's spaces for the bees to get out. And that's not what the Gemara means. The Brisa means that you don't have kavanah to trap. Don't make it like a trap. Meaning don't close up all of the windows. That's what it means. Don't trap. That's all it means. Right, you have to leave a little space open, like we know on sukkahs. If you're taking a bug or some type of bee out of the sukkah, if somebody's allergic, you could just kill it, get rid of it anyway. But if no, it's just a question of pain, so it's best to take it out between two cups, leaving a little space open, that it's not sud. So where I said pshita, if that's what it means, then it's obvious. It's obvious that you can't trap on Shabbos or Yontif. So where I said, no, ma'odatema, you might have thought, b'mino nitzod, asur shlamini mino sumutzur, the malacha of tzeda only applies to animals that are normally trapped. But animals that are not normally trapped, maybe it's mutter. Kamashvalan, even those are asur, at least a rabbanan. At least a rabbanan. Right? We paskin, ain b'mino nitzod, animals that are normally trapped that are also daraisa to trap. Animals that are not normally trapped are also derabanan. Oh, so interesting. Is this Gemara taking a stand? There are many Gemaras that are brought into this topic, but none are explicit really. But some of them seem to be explicit, depending how you learn them. Psik resha be'isur derabanan. This is a major topic in the Achronim. We know psik resha is an isur daraisa. Right? If I do a malacha without kavana, but it's for sure going to happen, it's an isur daraisa. What if it's a psik resha be'isur derabanan? That's the discussion of the Taz and others and the Magen Avraham. If I have a fly in a box and I want to close the box, I don't have covenant to trap the fly. Trapping fly, nobody traps flies. Right? So am I allowed to trap flies? So, psik resha b'isur derabanan, is that mutter or not? The Truma Sadesh says it's mutter. Others say it's usur. Others say only a double derabanan. Psik resha by a double derabanan is mutter. That is a major machlokis haposkin. So what does the Gemara say? There are Gemaras on both sides of the issue. This Gemara sounds like usur. Kamash balan, even ain b'mino nitzod is usur. We're talking about psik resha. We're not talking about, you're covering it to protect the bees. We're not doing it to trap. So this sounds like psik resha. B'sid Rabbanan would be usur, at least derabanan. At least derabanan, it would be, not allowed. But either way, this is one discussion. Remember, there are some animals that maybe aren't even usur to trap at all, even derabanan. Shmir Shabbos discusses animals that don't move. Right? A cow. Animals that are very slow. They're born trapped. There's nothing to trap. They're already trapped. So that's important. Three levels of animals on Shabbos. Right? Whenever we discuss Tzeda, you have to discuss the animal. And as we discussed earlier in this Masechta, at the beginning of the fourth paragraph, so when we discussed the third paragraph of Ein Sadin, right, different types of confinements. Right? How closely confined are they? Those are the two issues in Seda. Vaita, Ravashi on my third line, Miktani, back to the original question about the bees. Oh, by the way, there is a machlokas aposkim. What about bees? Are bees considered mino nitzod? Right? Mishnah Berurah has 2 days about it. Flies, fine, but bees, do people trap bees for the honey? They want the honey, they don't want the bees. So that's a machlokas aposkim, 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah, whether bees are considered mino nitzod. Ravashi Amar, Miktani, Bimotacham, Yosak Shamim. Right, let's go back to the original question. No, what's your does it say in the winter and the summer? B'chama b'b'nechama u'b'ksham b'b'nechsham k'tani. It says that. What does that mean? B'yomei Nisan or b'yomei Tishrei, d'ikachama v'ikasham v'ikadvash. Rabbi Yitzchak would say the only time the Brisa says what it says, that you're allowed to move this covering for the beehive, is a time when there's really honey in there. Right, it's not talking about the extreme times when there's no honey. It means when there's honey in there. Fine. Period. Vinostan kli dachas ad lafa Shabbos. The Mishnah said you're allowed to put a kli to catch the drip. Tana in this valley a kli shofik mashon evino nimna. If the kli fills up, you'll not even pour it out. Let's say there's a leak and you have a pail, you can dump out the water outside to bring it back in. Not on grass, obviously, but you can dump it out. Beirichaya da baya daluf. The mill of Abaya was getting rained on. There was a leak. Also the kame de Rabba. Omerle, he comes and asks Rabba. Rabba says to him, Zil Aile lepurech lahasam. Bring your bed into that room. So you'll see this and you'll become disgusted and maybe you'll even drip on your bed. Make that air, that room into your living space. You'll see that, the meal, and then you'll be able to move your meal. Your meal is muksa. But it'll be graf shorei because it'll be becoming disgusting. Vafke, you'll be able to take it out. Yosef Abayev Kakashale. Abayev goes out and thinks to himself, I don't like that heter. V'chios and graf shorei lechatchila. Fine, you have the heter of graf shorei. But you ought to do lechatchila. Remember the case we had earlier in the Masechta? Daf Chafalef or so, about inviting the non-Jew over and he'll have the leftover wine that'll be Aser Bahana. And the Gemara there said, you're not allowed to do that. Mezamnim Nachri B'Shabbos because of graf shorei. So you ought to do lechatchila. Adahachi, meanwhile, Nafal Be'Rechai D'Abaya. The whole mill of Abaya collapsed from all the rain. Amar, tastily, I deserve it. To Avi Adamar. I didn't listen to the Heter. I didn't listen to the Heter of my master of Rabba. So I deserve it. Ask Tosfos. But new, we say it. V'chios and graf shorei lechatchila. Isn't that a good svar? We said that before. So why was Abaya, why was Rabba in the right here and Abaya upset? So Tosfos has a very important svara. Creating an entire situation of graf shorei, that's what's usher. Inviting the guy, he's going to leave over some wine. But here it's raining already. You didn't create the situation. It's already raining on your mill. So you're going to bring the bed in order to be disgusted by it. But that's not called osen graf shorei lechatchila. Because the situation already exists. That's Tosfos right here. V'sfir leila rabba, ta'ach ha'shari, mishum seda de berechaya, o mishum, tolo mikri lechatchila kol kachacha, kivan shayog shamim far mezalfin bebayis. Don't compare it. Right? This reminds us a little bit of, we've discussed in the past, situations of ones, but maises baratzon. What if it's a situation I'd rather not be in, but I have to do this, because it's a maisa? Let's say the cases of Isura al-Baila. There's a situation, the case of the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda, there's a bandit, a pirate, took 30 Jews as hostages, and he was going to kill all of them. And one woman goes and seduces him and his mizana, and in that way, saves all the people. So two issues. Number one, should she have done it? But forget that question. Machlokes. But another Yehuda says no, but others say yes. But number two, is she asura labayla? It's a maisa avera b'mezid, but it is a situation of ones. So the situation is ones. You're right, you acted. So that's in a more extreme case. But here too, the situation is already ones. The water is already falling on it. So you acted b'mezid. You're right, to put the bed there. But maybe you don't look at this specific act, you look at the situation. So therefore, that's the difference between the two cases, says Tosfos. Important Tosfos. Amar Shmuel, graf shorei v'avid shel mei raglayim, mutar latzin la'ashpa. Shmuel says, graf shorei, or the urinal, the bowl where a person goes to the bathroom in, so you're allowed to take it outside. What if you want to use it again, the rest of Shabbos, after you dumped it? Kshu machziro, nosin bo'mayimu machziro. You put water back in and bring it back, right? Or else it's muksa. It's ready outside and it's empty. Why are you allowed to bring it back in? It's graf shorei. You're allowed to bring it back in, and once you filled it up with water. Savar mina graf shorei agamana in bifnei atzmo lo. And you might think, I might think you're only allowed to bring the graf shorei in agamana because you're holding the kli. But if something disgusting itself, you're not allowed to pick up. The kli here is you put the mei raglayim is inside. So you're allowed to hold the kli, but not the graf shorei itself. So no, tashma, even the graf shorei itself. Tahu achbarta dishtaker bay as parmaki de Ravashi. One time there was a rodent that was found amongst the spices of Ravashi. Amar Ravashi knocked it, bitzusisa bavkua, lift it up by its tail and take it out. And you allow them to take it directly. I take it directly. The Rashba says, one second, if I have the avit outside and I pour water into the avit, it's still going to be disgusting. The water's going to, somebody says it's disgusting. How is that going to help? Right? So you don't have the mei raglayim in it? It's still disgusting. So he says, Hasam, he says, at least it's Chazi Lebehema, possibly. Chazi Lebehema. And number two, he says, another problem, he says, don't you have the hefter of Kikar Otinok only by, let's say you have something that's muksa. You're allowed to put a non-muksa item onto a muksa item, right, you had in Shabbos, only by mace. You have the corpse, Shabbos Naflami. You put the cookie onto David HaMelech after he died to move him. But here, you have a muksa item. You're going to put something non-muksa inside. So he says, V'yeshli lomar tahacha b'sheshafach v'tzarach od l'kli l'shanosu l'malos v'lishpo. You need it. You need it again. So we're going to be more flexible, a little more in the heter, in a case where you need it for the rest of Shabbos. And ein breira type of circumstance. So we will allow certain types of heterim, even in cases where we normally wouldn't allow it.
You have the clean in your hand, and you spill out the content, but you don't put the clean down.
Oh, so you're asking based on Tosas we had earlier on Daf Gimel. If you have a muksa item in your hand, maybe you could just put it down wherever. Remember, Tosa said, once you have a muksa item in your hand, then you're allowed to take it to wherever you want to put it. And the Gra said, maybe that only applies to a klishim lachal iser, but not by muksa mamish. So this is muksa, this is just a klishim lachal iser. This is muksa machmas miyos. So maybe it could be the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra we had there. The Magen Avraham might say it's mutter, right? Any type of muksa you have in your hand. Right, that would be, and then you wouldn't even have to put the water in here. But Masha Enkein, according to the Gra. Okay, weiter. Call Mishnah. Here it is. This Mishnah we can spend a lot of time on, but Hashem, we'll spend some time on it today, and then we'll continue. Kol shechayav adam mishum shvus, mishum mershus, mishum mitzvah. There are three categories of actions described in this Mishnah, and they're all asur drabanan on Shabbos and Yontif. Items that are shvus, that just means it's a drabanan. There's no pressing need to do this today. Stam, it's a voluntary activity. Rishus means maybe there's something significant to it, but it's not in the higher category of mitzvah. And we'll have to talk about what is in each category. B'Shabbos, chayav and alav. I'm sorry. Aser, kosher adam, shavuz, b'shavuz, mitzvah. B'Shabbos, chayav and alav b'yantif. Whatever is aser on Shabbos is also aser on yantif. What are the three categories? Ve'elayim b'shem shavuz. The following. These are the regular, voluntary, no-need actions. La'olam b'ilan. Can't climb a tree. Aser d'rabanan. A lot of these are mentioned elsewhere in Shas, but they're summarized here. Once we're talking about Hilchas Yantif. Can't climb a tree because you might come to break off a branch. Can't ride an animal. And that expands to any touching of animals. You can't swim. Right? You might come to build a raft. And there are other Isurim related to that. As we had earlier. You can't clap or bang your hand on your leg or dancing. And you can't forget the Tosas we had at the beginning of the parak, Daf Lamed. In the previous paragraph, what Tosva said, these don't apply with Banaz anymore because we're not fixing instruments, and the difficulty that the Achronim had, but what do you mean? Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din should apply, Rav Moshe, but it's quoted in the Ramah, and we said, well, it's a little bit better because this is the extension of the Gzeira. It's not the Gzeira itself. Tosva never said you could play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif, only the extension. That is all one. Ve'eluhein mishum rishus. The following are rishus. Lo dani, you can't judge a case. Din. Can't have din. We had this earlier in the Masechta also. You can't look at a bechor possibly on Shabbos, because that's like a din. Velo makachin. Can't get married. Stage one. Kiddushin. Isn't that a mitzvah? Isn't it a mitzvah to get married? Why is this called reshus and not mitzvah? The Gemara will talk about it. Velo chaltzin. Isn't chalitza a mitzvah? Can't do chalitza on Shabbos and Yontif? Again, this Mishnah is jam-packed. It's important for many different sugyas, because each one of these, is it a mitzvah, is it a matir, is it not? V'lo miyabin, yibum. Can't do yibum. Why can't you do yibum? We'll have to see in the Gemara why all of these are usher on Shabbos and Yontif. And finally, v'eloi mishum mitzvah, the third category up, even though these are mitzvahs, you can't do it on Shabbos and Yontif. V'lo makadishin, you can't give something to hektish. This is going to get into Mekach u'Memkar. V'lo ma'arichin, you can't give the erech. As is listed in next week's parsha, B'chukosai, V'lo machrimin, Cherem is also another mechanism to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. Either to the Beis HaMikdash, Be'ed HaKabayis, or to the Kohanim. If I machrim something. So also there, that is not allowed on Shabbos or Yontif. V'lo magvin, Shumuz u'Maiser, and you can't take off Shumuz u'Maiseris because of Tikkun. Kal Elu, B'Yontif Amru, Kal V'Chomer, B'Shabbos. All of these are Asar on Yontif and surely on Shabbos. Period. Ain ben yantiv l'shabbos el ochal nefesh bofad. As the Mishnah says in Megillah, also the only difference between yantiv and ochal nefesh. Ochal nefesh, the cooking. Aye, there are other differences. That's discussed over there in Megillah. Aye, what about Misa versus Malkus? That's also a difference. So it doesn't mean totally this is the only difference. There are other differences, but this is one of the major differences. There is just one final point to mention. Rav Yosef Engel quotes here a Tosefta. What happens if I was Makdash on Shabbos? What happens if I was Marech on Shabbos? Does it work? So the Tosefta here says, the Kula she'asa'uha Yisrael, bein anusin, bein shogeged, bein mezidin, bein mutin, masha'asa asa yibishabbos, bein zorach lomar biyantif. The Tosefta says, beferish it works. All these cases are only asa l'chanchila. If I gave something to the Beis HaMikdash, Erech, all these cases, it works b'di'eved. That's our Tosefta here in Beitza. But he says, if you look at the Tosefta in Temura, it says there, Hamemer If you do tmura, if I switch an animal, afilu b'shabes, harizet tmura b'sofek sarban, it works. Ask the Rabbi Yosef Engel here, what's the chiddush over there? All these cases work. It's as if you get the impression that, oh, only tmura works on Shabbos, but the original hakdasha wouldn't work on Shabbos. So he thinks possibly it's a machlokas in the Toseftas, whether all of these actions, they're also lechadchila for sure, would they work with the Eved? Did Chazal say not only are they also drabana, but they wouldn't even work? Because why would the Tosefta Tzmura have to say that, Sorach Biur, right? Why did he have to say that? So he says maybe the Tosefta holds, what's the Svara? Why would he say these don't work? V'ulai, Svirle le Tosefta de Tzmura, be'emes, be'hikdish b'shabes, eina hekdish chal midrabanan. The Rabbanan have that power to knock out. That's a major sugya, right? The Rabbanan tell you not to do something, maybe it doesn't work. Why would tmura work and not anything else? The whole concept of tmura is an avera. And it still works. It's still chal. You don't want it to be chal, but it's still chal. So maybe there it's a chiddush. Things are chal, even against your... Right? Okay, he gives some svaras. That's interesting. Machlokas in the Tosefta, right? The Bakiyas of Rabbi Yosef Engel, right here. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow I have to talk about all of these Kiddushin and Chalitza and Yibum and all the cases that come up, Beis Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.